Goofy Mama Tuva Hoffa Lufa, Pete Wolf for the Jay Giles Band on the Scott Muni Show. We've come up here and take over the whole studio, and we're pulling out records, pulling out the rack, doing it to it, and we ain't coming back. What we got here on the telephone? Oh no, we're doing a little James Brown, Main Inspiration, doing it to it. Ah, Golden Feet. That was James Brown, Main Inspiration. And this is Wolf Goof Mama Tuva on the Scott Muni Show on WNEW, doing it to it. What we're going to do right now, this is to all the lovers, ladies, request. This is going out to them beautiful brown eyes. And this is to all the fellas used to gather in Times Square, a Times Square oldies record store, right underneath by the subway. We used to all buy records there and trade records from people coming in from Queens and New Jersey. And it was a hot place. They used to have groups come down there and do some a cappella. And this is to all the late night lovers that used to hang out by the schoolyards and probably still hanging out. This is Nolan Strong and the incredible Win. Sweet. Boy, we're having some crazy phone calls here today, Scott. Now, what was this? They asked you about a restaurant
down in Brielle, you know? A guy from Jersey City and his girlfriend works at a restaurant in Brielle that I go in and all that. You know, I mean, I've been in so many places in New Jersey that I don't think that... I heard of a place about a week ago that I didn't hear of in New Jersey. And then I found out it was down by Philadelphia. So I'm not that close down there by Philly, you know? But the rest of New Jersey is like, you know, I've just been everywhere. I like New Jersey. I used to live there. I live there again now and hang out, and I love it.
All right. This is another Main Inspiration, and really needs no introduction, but in case people are hearing for the first time, Mr. Muddy Waters.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Everything gonna be all right this morning. Oh yeah. Now when I was a young boy, at the age of five, gonna be the greatest man alive. But now I'm a man, way past 21. I want you to leave me, baby. I have lots of fun. I'm a man.
All right. Got to give him a standing ovation for that. Yeah, Muddy Waters. Oh, Muddy Waters and James Cotton on harmonica. Boy, there's something. They gave us our first break. We traveled with Muddy and John Lee Hooker all the way through Canada.
Really?
Yeah, and it was, boy, we learned so much.
When you were a brand new group, first formed.
First formed, and we used to back them up and open up the sets, and we learned so much, and they're incredible. And wherever they are, that's to them. Scott, I want to ask you something. When I used to be in the Bronx late at night, radios weren't too small, and I used to keep a radio right near my pillow and listen to the Magnificent Montague, Jaco Henderson, and a man I know that you knew real close, Alan Freed.
Yes.
And radio in those days was incredibly exciting, and you know, the people really didn't get behind a station; they got behind a DJ, in a sense where it was the DJ made the station. I remember, like, if a DJ moved from one station, his whole audience moved with it. But Alan Freed was pretty incredible, and I just
Alan Freed was and still is, and indisputably. I mean, I tell you, Peter. I mean, not because. I worked for a station in Ohio where Alan Freed, when he left, I got his job. And the guy said, you're going to do Alan Freed's show from 7 to midnight. I said, I'm going to what? You know, I mean, I was a kid. I didn't know what was going on. I knew Alan Freed because Alan Freed was a guy who was not afraid to play what was happening versus what was cover records. You know,
right.
He played originals, I mean. And I kind of got into what he was doing because I liked the sound. This music was exciting to me. At that point in time, I'm talking about very, very early rock, but mainly R&B, you know. Uh-huh. That was a good music. And most of the companies, record companies, then would take a sound that somebody had on an R&B label, King or something like that, and they would, like Dot, would now have Pat Boone record it or somebody else record it and sell millions of records because no disc jockeys were playing that other original record.
So, yeah,
I learned from Alan Freed. I tell you, you know, he didn't do anything wrong at all. He did everything right. You know,
he used to have crazy ways of doing.
I didn't like the movie about him
because
I
got a chance to see it.
It was like one night in his life, sort of.
Uh-huh. But was it not accurate? Is that?
Well, no, it was one night. It was like a show at the Brooklyn Fox or the Brooklyn Paramount, one of those, and him doing the show and leading up to it, coming out of the station, going out and doing the show and having all these acts on the stage, which is maybe like comparable to one night in his life or one day in his life. And, you know, he died at 42, which is a very young age and all that. But what he did in the short time that he expanded from originally Salem, Ohio, where he was from, to Akron, and then he worked in a Cleveland suburb and then came into New York, to Newark, really, first in Newark radio station, then into New York, and then just swept it, you know. I mean, New York was waiting for him to come in, and he came in. He did the whole thing for everybody. He opened the door. The door opened for the kind of music we got now.
My radio was tuned to his dial, for sure. Voice is one of the great inspirations to, I know, a whole lot of singers, and we been doing some benefits, and we hope somehow he pulls through, and we're talking about the great Jackie Wilson.
My heart is crying
What a record that was, right, Peter?
Oh, man. Jackie Wilson. And it was a great entertainer. I used to go up to the Apollo Theater. I went to high school music and art, which was 135th Street. And we used to, on Wednesdays, the Apollo used to have a film, amateur night, and then entire show. And Jackie Wilson, when he would come there, boy, he was an incredible, incredible showman. Great dancer, great performer, great singer.
You know, Jackie Wilson was shot twice, both by females. But, I mean, he is, and he's, you know, he was a small, really strong guy, but kind of small and sinewy and everything and all that, and a great performer and could move on that stage unbelievably and all that. And he went through more than anybody else I know walking the face of the earth, and now, of course, is still in a semi-coma.
Yeah.
I think it's outside of Camden, isn't it? Or outside of Philadelphia in Camden or somewhere?
It is, yeah. And matter of fact, we should do something. I don't have any of the address, but I know cards and letters and things like that. It would be
all right. Let's work up a thing on the side, because I know people who, even people who are too young now to have heard Jackie Wilson, except for when you just heard him and all that and all that, and constant costs and everything else. Not, we'll work up something. You and I will. Is that
okay?
A deal?
That sounds good. Sounds real good.
Peter Wolf is our guest disc jockey, and he
Mama Tuba Gabba Luba.
Oh, you've been pulling some great music and having some fun, and we've
thank
been
you,
talking
Scott.
In
flattery will get you everywhere.
We're in NEWFM in New York now. It's my turn to ask you a couple of questions. Love stinks.
Yeah.
Now, in the vernacular and so forth, and my listeners already know that I have sort of taken a stand.
Is that something like Muriel?
Yeah. Okay, Why Love Stinks is the title. Why the song Love Stinks. Not that I disagree, because obviously my audience already knows where I stand on this since I made it the national anthem. And so did a whole lot of other people, because all across America, where it stands in status means that you're not talking about a minority, you're talking about a majority who may at this given time like that song for whatever reason, because it happened to them.
Scott, you just answered it.
I didn't mean to do that.
No, it's okay. I like the tone of your voice so much. I just like to sit back and hear it resonate. I mean, but you know, it's things. But you know, we all do love the smell, and love trouble comes, love trouble goes, and it's what keeps us through the motions of the ocean. It's not the size of the ship. It says the motion of the ocean that gets you to it and gets you right through it. So love stinks. You were asking how we got to it, Seth Jessman, who I do writing with and who produced the album, he was talking to his brother on the telephone. I think his brother was having some love trouble. And his brother said, "Man, let me tell you something, Seth. Love stinks." And we were up at my house by the piano, and his brother had is a writer and works in film, and put together some, you know, little rhymes. We put it carried further on it, and ended up with what we're calling Love Stinks.
Yes, the old national anthem, as I call it, Peter. It is what you call an attention getter, but somewhere along the line, now I'm not doing my own autobiography thing because that would be drastic, but everybody has had that story, and I think it's great.
Yeah. Well, what you do in the dark is bound to come to light.
And sometimes what you do in the light, you should have done in the dark. And then you wouldn't have been in trouble.
Sometimes I'm never alone, but I'm always lonely. One of those kind of stories.
Our guest is Peter Wolf of Jay Giles Band. He's been doing our records, our music, some commercials, everything else at WNEW-FM in New York. Of course, we don't have any commercials this hour, so we're going to have some more music just momentarily. But for those folks who are homeward bound, and of course, right now, kind of free of commercials and all that as you move along, if that's your problem, or maybe you're going to work, because lots of folks have to be at work at night when other folks are going home, we have our traffic report from Donna Fiducia at Shadow Network. Donna? Wow, there's a lot of long lines out there, 5 miles and all that. One of the nice things about that, you people at work or you people in the automobile, if you do have a radio, it helps a little, because when you're going bumper to bumper, it smarts. And same to you, fella. Okay, at NEW-FM in New York, our weather ahead tonight is partly cloudy and low 45 to 50, and tomorrow partly sunny and mild and a high about 70. Now, let's see. Taking a peek ahead for Saturday, the first day of the weekend, it might be freaky because they say sunny and mild and a high of 70 to 75. Do you suppose we could have a good weekend without rain? Yes, it may happen. Okay. Our guest at WNEW-FM in New York, being DJ, a former DJ before superstardom in Jay Giles' band, is Peter Wolf, and you are getting your mic right back on, Peter.
Okay. Yeah, let's. You're just trying to keep me quiet, I know. Trying to keep my lips from flapping.
No, I love it. I've had to do very little work today. I just think it's great, you know?
Well, thank you. And we are enjoying to hear the opportunity to listen to some records. This next record is going out to my father, who also is a singer. And a matter of fact, he just gave a concert at Carnegie Hall this last Sunday. And he was responsible for me hearing this record for the first time, because I don't know how. He brought this home one day, put it on the turntable, and I took it away. And it's by the crazy man himself, Little Richard.
Okay, now we're back on. All right.
All right.
Well, back announcer, you did Please, Mr. Postman.
Yeah, Please, Mr. Postman. It wasn't the original Little Richard, but it was close enough. Was
They've redone some of Little Richard's stuff, and several different people were involved, and he's now A minister.
Yeah, back in the ministry for about the second or third time. Matter of fact, I think it was in New York last week in Brooklyn at some sort of he was having some sort of jubilee. But I sure like to catch Little Richard, and this is the golden voices of the Everly Brothers.
This until I kissed ya. How did I exist until I kissed ya? Never had you on my mind. Now you're there all the time. Never knew what I missed till I kissed ya. Uh-huh, I kissed ya. Oh yeah, I kissed ya. I kissed ya. Oh yeah, I kissed ya.
Now,
so fine.
Oh, it
so
is fine. Nice. I gotta ask you a question, because
yes,
you did a thing that most people didn't know about here. Jay Giles' band appeared kind of secretly and underground and above ground and on the side of the ground at Gildersleeve's, but it wasn't Jay Giles' band, was it?
No, it was Jimmy and the Juke Joints, and we had a blast, and we'd like to thank all the people who've been calling, who were down at the show. It was at Great Gildersleeves, and we were rock and rolling way downtown.
It just snuck in there, and it was packed wall to wall.
Yeah, it was like we would like to get back in the nice old smoky places, because that's where we started, and that's where we're always going to stay.
Aren't there, I want to make acknowledgement of one thing here, because we haven't talked about it, but we should. First of all, let me tell you at 14 minutes before 6 o'clock that Peter Wolf is our guest disc jockey today from Jay Giles. And it wasn't that many years ago that so many of you remember that they raised many thousands of dollars at our Christmas concert over at Avery Fisher Hall. Now, I know that a Jay Giles band sometimes, especially on home turf in Boston, had a little trouble getting locations to play, because people say, hey, you know, they get on there and they really go crazy and all that, and they go wild rock and roll and all that, and they're a little afraid of the Jay Giles band. Now, what is that, a little afraid of the Jay Giles band thing?
Oh, you mean in...
You know, some, you know, like in your home turf, well, they call it your home turf, really your home now, but I mean, I'm saying that, you know, it started up there in Boston, and that's kind of consider Jay Giles' band home turf, Boston. People here in New York, we consider you, like, when you're here, your home turf and all
yeah.
that. But no, you did such a great job for our Christmas concert and all the money that we raised and everything, you know, and what you know, you people already know that people are there, they don't get paid. They're performing, and they do all the monies that were raised outside of the cost of the hall and the people who are employed by the hall and those other things. Everything goes to charity, and people brought gifts and all. We had a great night, rock and roll. That wasn't that many years ago.
No, about 60.
Yeah, no, not 60s. No. Let's.
My brain's been scrambled.
Yeah, let's say 4 years.
When we play music, Scott, we don't play. You know, we play music to move, and we like the audience to move, and so we get people that just, when we have a house party, people just, you know, that every action is a reaction, and so we get crazy. You know, they get crazy. They get twice as crazy. We get three times as crazy, and that's what makes the energy go. And we play for rock and roll fans. And
you turn them on, they turn you on.
That's it.
All right,
and that's the motivation. Back to the Bronx, and this voice, boy, I used to follow him around, and he used to sing all the different clubs, and I wish I knew where he was today. This is going out to everyone at Premier Talent doing a tour, Dion and the Belmonts, Belmont Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
Madison sounding so fine. And he's still sounding fine. I just saw him not too long ago out on tour, and he was incredible. And his voice and still
he stopped in to see us, Peter.
He did.
He really did, you know. And we had a little lunch, and he came by, and we talked a little on the air and all that. Roy Orbison is one of those venerable old guys that just keeps hanging in, doing good music and songs and all that. And there's a lot of them around, fortunately, that, you know, keep good rock stuff going, and they started back when we were all beginning. And
there's an old saying, if it's in you, it's got to come out. That's what rock and roll is all about. I want to thank you for letting me come down here and go through all your archives here, and I want to thank all the people for calling today and all the incredible phone calls and up at the Palladium and down at Gildersleeve's, all the people for being so supportive, and you, Scott, and everyone on WNEW for being throughout the years supportive to us and letting us rock and roll. And people out in the cars that are driving home, honk your horn right now and flash your lights and let them know you're listening to Wolf of Goof and Mama Tufa and Scott over here on WNEW doing it to you and doing some crazy rock and roll. Thank you, New York City. We hope to come back real soon.
Yeah. Peter Wolf of Jay Giles. All right, let's rock and roll. Love stinks, yes.
Put me back together again.
You gotta knock it out of the rock.
Yeah.
You gotta sock it out of the rock.
Yeah.
You gotta rock, rock, rock.
Yeah.
Till the walls come tumbling down.
Don't like it, she can take me to court.
You got-